Do you ever wonder what a songwriter sees when he closes his eyes? When things go dark? When the world is isolated to his voice and his guitar?
Pains that I don't hide.
I think it's obviously about like vulnerability. I think being in the dark, like growing up, I always had a lot of like body issues, and so being out during the day like almost gave me anxiety because I was like, oh my god, like people can see me, like it's weird. And being in the dark is almost like comforting to me. I don't know, it feels like it's less about what you're seeing, like it's just a less visual experience, and it's all auditory, like it's just way more focused on what you're hearing. And if I you know, close my eyes when I'm playing, I think maybe that's just me forgetting about other people, like forgetting that other people are there almost, and just remembering what it's like to play in the dark by myself.
That's Jackson Floberg. He's one of my best friends. He's a junior at Duke University.
All these songs were a way for me to kind of get through those kind of feelings, and they brought me up instead of taking me deeper. None of them are that engrossed in their own melancholy. I think like they're all kind of melancholic, but it's a melancholy that's like almost optimistic.
He's writing an album. The theme of the album is chasing darkness. And I wanted to ask my friend why the hell anyone would want to chase darkness.
Can you tell the story of you getting your first guitar?
Oh, yeah. I would always, like, beg my dad to take me to Guitar Center because it was so far away from our house. It was, like, South Charlotte, which is, like, the opposite side of Charlotte. So it would be, like, so long to get there. And he would take me, and I'd go and just play around. And then I found this guitar. It's a Martin Performing Artist Series. So I picked it up off the wall, and I was just, like, playing. I was like, oh, like, this is good. Like, this is a real guitar because I was still, like, I must have been 13 or something like that. And my dad was like, you like that one? And I was like, yeah, I do. And like, I played for him a little bit, and he was like, all right, come on, we're gonna get it. And then he made me tell my mom that it was worth half as much as it was.
Jackson's style is mostly alternative rock, but he grew up playing this kind of music in Colorado before he moved to North Carolina with his dad, his mom, and his sister.
A little bluegrass song that my grandpa really loves. Like, I like play like all these songs, and he's like, well, would love to hear that Wildwood Flower. And I'm just like, all right, here we go. And I don't know the words, so I just play that like four times.
I asked him why he writes music in the first place.
Songwriting, it's a really like more of a therapeutic type thing. Like it is really helpful for getting through like negative emotions and turning them into positive ones, especially, I mean, because it's literally so easy because you can make happy music like on purpose, and you can... It's like literally if you're playing happy music with your hands and you're singing like sad words, made it feel almost like it was in the past, like having like a bittersweet feeling is something that generally accompanies like memory and like things that are gone and things that are past. And so I think they kind of almost put me in that headspace where I was like through it already.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Oh, Dan Life is so good. Yeah, it's just, it's a song that has multiple parts. Like, there's two songs that are essentially jammed together, both that were incomplete and that were made complete. And if you listen to them, I guess, separately, they're not that similar. Like, Paul's is really, like, dum, 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 like, really bounces. And, like, the, you know, John's part is very, like, slow and kind of reflective about death and... It's about going to work.
Maybe there's something familiar about the darkness.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
I think my early childhood's obviously Hey Jude, because my dad would just play it all the time, and he would say, this is like a classic parenting moment, he'd go, you know, if you're sad, you can never not smile while you listen to this song. So if you're sad, just play Hey Jude and you'll be better. I think after my huge breakup, like in high school,
I was at a gas station one time and I got out and Hey Jude was playing and I was literally just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be okay. And just like smiled and had a great time and listened to the whole song, just sat there after my gas was done pumping. So after my parents got divorced, I know my mom like just had, because you know, my dad left. It wasn't like a divorce. It was like my dad left. And so my mom just like had so much anger about for years and years and years. But every time that In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel would come on, that was the song. So my dad sang that song to her the night he asked her to marry her. And every time it comes on, she's not mad at him. Like, she would just be like, oh, this is the song that he sang to me. And then we would just like sing it together and she would just start talking about like happy memories of my dad. And that was really cool. Weird Fishes by Radiohead's really nice. That's a song that really, like, it sounds like it's underwater, so it just feels like it's kind of like holding you. And I can remember like in winter when I was like my senior year of high school, like driving home from my girlfriend's house and just being like really happy and really, and like it was cold outside but it felt so warm in the car because that song is just like warm water. And also I think about my roommates from last year because me and Sammy would listen to it all the time. And Tig, that's like the one Radiohead song that Tig knows, so my roommate from last year. I think about those guys. Yeah, I think also Radiohead probably just makes me feel at home with myself because that's something that I discovered on my own. But like, I don't, listening to Radiohead, I'd think about like just driving up to Pittsburgh over the summer and like just by myself, like driving 7 hours there, seeing Radiohead alone for the first time, literally crying because I was so overjoyed and overwhelmed, and then driving all the way back home that night, 7 hours, and getting in at dawn and watch, like driving down like the freeway by my house as people are like going to work in the morning and seeing like the sun come up and just like getting out of my car. It was just so perfect and so nice. And I walked inside. My mom was like in bed. She was like, hey, you're home? And I was like, yep. And I climbed in bed. I usually write at night, I think. And I think being closed off isn't really that bad. It almost feels like when you start writing and you have this kind of like mood lighting and you're just alone, it's almost like you're in your own world, like your own little microcosm of like no judgment, just like literally pure, just like music, music, music.
I asked him why he only started writing music when he got to Duke.
The type of validation that I get is different from the vulnerabilities that I have. I feel like they're separate things. It's a different type of vulnerability. And I'm really vulnerable with like my friends all the time about everything, obviously, you know that.
Your royal blood runs through your veins.
So it's not like, I don't know. I think maybe songwriting is more about being vulnerable to myself. Like coming up with a way to express a vulnerability to myself in a way that is like acceptable to me, or a way that like contents me about it. It makes me think like, oh, I've kind of treated that with the appropriate emotion.
The perfect level, comfortably insane in your eyes. This kind of incest isn't.
Even the first time I went home after coming to Duke, I was like, when I was going back to Duke, that was when I was going home. Like already, like I knew that. And that's how it always is.
I turn and you turn when we.
It's not because I like. I know some people say that because they like resent going home. It's not even that. Like I like going home, like to my mom, and I love that time, but it's just not home.
And then he asked me to close my eyes. And it wasn't until I was listening to that sad song that I realized that I was in it. That it was about me, his best friend. And I realized that when he picks up his guitar and he starts to sing and he closes his eyes and he sees the worst, I'm there with him. And that's a great honor. And you understand why a songwriter chases the darkness. And you're thankful for it.